a new leader for the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Governor Rick Snyder picked outgoing Republican State Senator Patty Burkholz to lead the Office of the Great Lakes. As you might guess, the director of this office oversees all things Great Lakes. Burkholz will advise the governor and make policy recommendations on everything from Asian carp to water use. She says her top priority will be to keep new invasive species out of the lakes. Burkholz says protecting the Great Lakes will lead to a stronger economy.
When we have a healthy Great Lakes system, we have more jobs in this state as well as regionally. And if we don't have a healthy Great Lakes system, it's a detriment to not only the job situation, but also to businesses locating here.
Burkholz says she'll go to Washington next month to urge Congress to allocate more money for Great Lakes cleanup projects. This is the Environment Report. People sometimes talk about suffering for their art, but for visual artists, there might be more truth to that statement than they realize. As Tanya Ott reports, many art supplies contain lead and other potentially dangerous compounds.
Larry Stevens shakes a can of spray paint, then starts applying it to a canvas. First, the dark, grassy green, then a lighter shade. Stevens started painting professionally under the name Sinister when he was laid off from an automotive job 2 years ago. And he's doing pretty well. He's even sold some paintings to ABC Television for its Detroit 187 series. Most of the time, Stevens paints outside, but in winter he can't, so he paints indoors, wearing a respirator or a dust mask. It's not enough.
You know, within a couple of hours, you know, I'll start getting dizzy, and, you know, you'll end up coughing up paint the next morning, and if you'll go to blow your nose, and it'll be green and red and yellow and whatever colors you were using that day.
Stevens says for a year, his arms and hands were paper white from using thinner to wash off paint. But he's willing to sacrifice to make art.
It's in my blood and it's what I gotta do.
In his blood is right. Experts say there are no large-scale health studies of people who use art supplies. But Dr. Stephen Marcus, who is New Jersey's poison control chief, says lead, arsenic, and cadmium are found in some paint pigments. Stone carving can release asbestos into the air and cause lung disease. And some glues and cements contain chemicals that can cause neurological damage, including a condition called wrist drop, where sufferers actually lose strength in their hands.
For an artist, that's their bread and butter. They lose strength in their hands and they can't be an artist.
Most art supplies come with warnings, like proper ventilation. But Marcus says they don't really define proper. And then consider that some artists live and work in the same building.
You know, you can't wear the respirator 24/7.
And I'll take the newspaper and...
Back in his cramped home studio, Larry Stevens knows this too well. About a year ago, he had gallbladder surgery. Doctors did a full body scan and found a spot on his lung.
And they said that could be cancer or it could be, you know, old scar tissue from, you know, pneumonia from when I was a kid or whatever. But to be honest with you, I don't even want to know.
He hasn't had any follow-up testing. He says he can't afford the $700 a month for health insurance.
It's just not in the cards right now. You know, I'm not going to go in debt for a spot on my lung that could be something or it might not be.
In the meantime, the U.S. Senate is working on legislation to update the decades-old Toxic Substances Control Act. That might help professional artists and hobbyists get a better picture on the true dangers they could face. For the Environment Report, I'm Tanya Ott.
You can find more information on this story at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.